The special meeting of the Board of Trustees will reconvene in open session. While we were in closed session, the board took action that requires action here in open session, and I'll recognize Trustee Zoller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the board and university community, I approach this moment with mixed emotions. That is because it is with heavy heart that we will say goodbye to President Watson, whom we all admire and for whom we are grateful for his leadership and stewardship of the university. Thank you, Mr. President, for standing strong for Chicago State University. We will be forever in your debt. Having said that, there is great anticipation and excitement as we announce the university's selection of its incoming president. Mr. Chairman, I would like to start by thanking all of those who participated in the presidential search process. The Presidential Search Committee worked tirelessly to vet over 40 candidates vying for the position of president. The committee worked tirelessly to represent, involve, and hear the voices of CSU's faculty, students, administrators, civil service, and community. And so, wearing two hats, one as part of the Presidential Search Committee and the other as a member of the Board of Trustees, I would like to also thank you, my fellow board members, for your considerable time, discernment, and wise counsel and commitment in selecting Chicago State University's next president. I sincerely thank you, my colleagues, for fully exercising our fiduciary responsibility to search for and to find a person most qualified to lead CSU. I thank you for hearing and respecting the collective voice of the university campus in the selection of our new president. And so it is my pleasure to move that this board vote to make Dr. Thomas J. Calhoun a gentleman and scholar who we believe holds academic integrity, intellectual development, and creative thought and process above all else, Chicago State University's 22nd president.
I second the motion.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Okay. This search process began as an effort to find the individual who is most qualified to lead Chicago State University into the next era, as well as the person who best reflected the core values of CSU. Those values include professional and academic integrity, intellectual development, strong leadership, creative and innovative thinking, and a commitment to lifelong learning. Our new president will have to utilize all of those talents as he comes in to a situation that is not ideal. After a rigorous process that yielded three qualified finalists, the campus community had their chance to weigh in. After much consideration and discussion, the board has come to a unanimous decision, and that is, it is with great pleasure I introduce the 22nd president of Chicago State University, Dr. Thomas J. Calhoun.
Right. This is very exciting, Mr. Chairman.
Is that microphone on?
There we go.
Here it comes.
Dr. Calhoun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board. Am I to make a statement at this point?
This is the appropriate time.
Well, let me just say how honored and delighted I am. And if there were a stronger word than honored, I'd use that. I just can't quite come up with it right now. But I am just thoroughly honored and privileged to be joining the Chicago State University community. I look forward to working with all of you, looking forward certainly to working with the Board of Trustees, faculty, the staff, the students, the alumni, all supporters of this great university to move it forward for the citizens of Chicago and beyond. And so I'm beyond words, and I appreciate this opportunity. This is a signal moment in my career and one in which I don't take very lightly. And I just look forward to hitting the ground, as President Watson said to me, running. Now, that means that I got to get a knee fixed, which I will do, so I can run. But thank you very much, Chairman Young, Chairman Zoller, the search committee, everyone. This whole process has just been remarkably smooth, and I'm just beyond words. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before the reception for Dr. Calhoun that's open to the entire campus, which will be in the library at 12:30, Dr. Calhoun will be available for a meeting with the search committee for 10 or 15 minutes. And I believe we had one person sign up for public comment. So before we adjourn for the day, Mr. Gerald Chin, you have public comment?
Sir,
you don't have to sit there.
Yeah. Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President, come this way.
Hi, my name is Gerald Chin. I'm an alum of Chicago State University. The Board of Trustees has made its choice. I can only hope that you chose wisely as the Board of Trustees in 2009 chose unwisely. I hope that the years of decline of my school have come to an end. I hope the years of vindictive prosecutions of students who dared to speak out against the current corrupt and inept administration have come to an end. I hope the years of hiring people based on personal relations instead of competency and ability have come to an end. I hope the years of canceling classes that students need to graduate come to an end. I hope the dark days and years of Wayne Watson's administration and anything close to it have come to an end so my school can survive and thrive. Thank you.
At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak? Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Time's ready to manage.
Excuse me. I know that the meeting is over with, and I wouldn't dare interrupt the comment session. I know that there's only 10 comments to be made during the open session. But now that you've adjourned, can I please approach the microphone?
I don't care. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
My name is Dr. Alicia Renee Terry. I sat on the search committee, it's the presidential search committee this year, and I just want to commend Trustee Zoller, Trustee Joyce for an awesome experience as we chose our next president of Chicago State University. I had the opportunity also to serve on the presidential search committee during the time that Dr. Watson came in. During that time, Dr. Watson never had a chance at this university because of our Board of Trustees. He came in under duress that was here before he even walked through the door. And many individuals on this campus did not give him an opportunity to really allow him to show what he could do to improve this university. Yeah, I know about the blog. I read the blog because I was an employee here at the university. And I was like, wow, he's really that mean? He's really that vindictive? For the last 2 to 3 years, I've had the opportunity to work on the third floor in the Cook Administration Building underneath Provost Henderson, but next door to Dr. Watson. During that time, I have come to work to see Dr. Watson there. I have gone home, and he was still there. I have seen him split hamburgers with students to say, which hamburger would you prefer to eat in the library, out of the cafeteria? I have seen him work endless hours. And Dr. Watson, yes, you will be missed. And I'm sorry to you, Dr. Watson, as an employee here at Chicago State University, that you never had a chance to show your dedication to higher education. Thank you.
That's the contract.